This is HPR episode 2007 entitled, My New Laptop. It is hosted by Dave Morris and is about 17 minutes long. The summary is, I won an Entra laptop at OGCamp 2015. I talk about it here.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Morris. I'm going to tell you the story of my new laptop today. Well, I went to OGCamp in Liverpool at the end of October 2015, and I did what I normally do, which is go and buy some raffle tickets. I always reckon it's a way of contributing towards the expenses of the conference, or unconferences, as it really is. And I didn't pay a huge lot of attention to the prizes. I'm never that much of a raffle fan in terms of expecting to win anything. But anyway, the star prize this time was a laptop donated by the company called Entraware Limited, and they were also a significant sponsor of the event. And the laptop was one of the most impressive prizes ever offered at OGCamp. Been some nice prizes. There was a Nexus 7 a few years ago, which caused quite a lot of excitement, but this was really something special. So there was a lot of excitement about this, and a lot of comments and jokes about who was going to win it. So on the Sunday, which was the last day of the proceedings, I went to the final parts of the final events of the conference, and the drawing of the raffle was the sort of highlight. Dan Lynch, who was there, is from the Linux Outlaws, as was, and he'd not been very well, so he'd not been very much around, but it was great to see him in attendance, overseeing the raffle ticket process. By the way, I've linked to Dan's blog in my notes, because he's been unwell and has had some major surgery lately, and if you know about Dan, it might be good to go and check out his blog to see stuff about what's been happening to him. Anyway, so things got pretty tense as the drawing got close to the end, and the tension got very, very high when the first number was drawn for the laptop and was called, and everybody was sort of looking around, who's got this, who's got it, and nobody responded. Whoever had bought that ticket was not in the room. So the only thing to do is to draw again. And another number came up. And you can imagine my shock and surprise when I realised that I had the winning ticket. I'd won the star prize of the OGCamp raffle. In fact, I was so stunned that and I've never won anything like this. I was hardly paying attention to what I had in my hand. I just had this sheaf of tickets there. And JWP, who was sitting beside me, sort of pointed out, hey, Dave, you've actually won. I could hardly believe it. Anyway, the process involved being awarded this laptop and having my picture taken and that sort of stuff. There are pictures available on various media, but I haven't pointed at them. So if you really want to see them, I'm sure you can find them. So let me tell you about the laptop then. The company Entraware Limited, based in Liverpool, and they sell Ubuntu Linux computers of various sorts, laptops and small desktops, and I think a Steam machine as well. They were there demonstrating their stuff at OGCamp, and it looked really nice. The model I've got is called the Kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S. I've linked to it on their website in the notes. It's a grey colour, dark grey colour, and the case has got a sort of brushed metal look to it. So the specifications on the Entraware website have changed a little from the model that I've got. I think it's been upgraded a bit since I got this one. And you can get it with other processors. I think now quite a range of processors and configurations. I was interviewed on the TuxJam podcast a month or two back. January, I think they did it. And with Kevy and McNallow. And one of the questions they asked was whether I'd recorded an HBR show about the laptop, and if not, why not? Which prompted me to put together this episode. So thanks to them for that suggestion. To be honest, it hadn't occurred to me to even do it at the time. Felt a bit like I was boasting, and I wasn't very keen on doing that. Anyway, I think I've been convinced that people might be interested in the whole business of owning one of these things. So let me tell you a little bit about the specs of the device. It's got a Core i3 processor, 250 gigahertz, and it's got 8 gig of memory and a 120 gigabyte SSD. It's a 1080p 15.6 inch screen. It's got sound within it, and it seems to be a Sound Blaster sound system in it, judging by the labels on the front. And it's also got an NVIDIA GeForce GTX 950M graphics card in it. There are onboard graphics, and those are on by default, or were on when I first started using it. But you can switch on the NVIDIA card through the NVIDIA app. I think pretty obvious that the Intel graphics are cheaper to run, and so they're the default. They tend to not to gobble up your battery quite so rapidly, I guess. On the networking side, it's got an Intel wireless interface. It's got Bluetooth, which I've never owned in a laptop before. Although I've got a Pi 3, which has got Bluetooth on it. So I've got them both talking to each other, but I'm not quite sure exactly what to do with it at the moment. I don't have any Bluetooth devices. And obviously it's got a gigabit Ethernet interface. It's got the usual camera, and it's got VGA connection, which is lucky because I don't have that many HDMI monitors in the house, so I can connect a monitor to it if I want to. It's got four USBs, one of which is this weird USB 3 eSATA device, which I didn't appreciate it had when I first was checking it out. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with it, but something to investigate. It's got one USB 2 and two USB 3 ports in addition to that. It does have an HDMI connector, of course. It's got I didn't know laptops came with card slots in all cases, but this one certainly has one, so it's great for uploading stuff off this Zoom recorder I'm recording this on, for example. It's got an SD card in it. It's got a DVD rewriter, which is quite nice. I didn't think laptops came with them anymore, so I was happy to find that. And it's got two audio jacks. It came installed with Ubuntu 15.10, Wiley Werewolf, being presumably produced in the back end of 2015. It was pretty straightforward to set it up. So I'll talk about my impressions of the device. I've never bought a new laptop, full-blown laptop, before. I do have an Asus Triple EPC netbook. It's the 1000 and something machine. And I bought it originally because I was a contractor and I wanted something easily portable to my client's premises where I could just plug keyboard, mouse and monitor into it and use it like that. And I wasn't sure I wanted to buy a laptop for that purpose at the time. My contract work didn't last more than a couple of years. I also have another i3 system, and this is a laptop my daughter had and she passed it on to me when she wanted to upgrade to something a bit better. It's an HP G62 notebook. It's about 5 or 6 years old now. And one of the reasons she wanted to move away from it was because it became more or less unusable for Windows. It was always overheating, and it would shut down quite regularly. So after I took it, she got herself a new one, and I took it off her. I stripped it down, gave it a good clean, and the fan was quite clogged up with dust and stuff. Put a new battery in it and installed Linux on it, and it's been okay. It's been not too bad, though it still gets pretty hot. Still seems to suffer from overheating. So I put it on a desktop laptop cooler for that reason. Also the battery, even though it's a new replacement one, it's not that brilliant. So it tends not to be a portable machine. It tends to be a little desktop machine I keep around. So the Entraware machine seems like a really well-built machine, and the fact that it's tailored for running Linux is obviously a great advantage. Whereas the Asus is not bad. The HP has a few issues with its hardware and stuff, even though it's quite an old machine. And of course, having a laptop with an SSD makes an enormous difference compared to what I've been used to. I'm slightly less taken with the fact that it's got Ubuntu. I can see why they chose Ubuntu. It's the obvious choice to make. I'm not wild about Unity. Obviously, that's possibly down to the fact that I'm not really used to that style of desktop interface. I don't get on too well with Unity, but I'm prepared to give it a shot. My early days with Linux were with Red Hat Linux back in the 90s, I guess, late 90s. And that was being made available for just general desktop use. Then it turned into Fedora, and I used that quite some time with KDE. Then I moved on to Ubuntu, and that started to become more popular. And I ran KDE on that. On the Asus, I ran Ubuntu Netbook Remix on it at one point. That was quite successful. I enjoyed using that. But soon, around the time that Unity was released, a sort of Unity thing came into the Remix, the Netbook Remix. And it started to really bog down on my little netbook. And it became unusable, really. So I moved over to Crunchbang Linux on that machine, which was absolutely perfect for it. Ran that for several years, but sadly, as I'm sure you know, Crunchbang has fizzled out. Well, it's been replaced by others. I haven't yet moved on to one of the alternative Crunchbangs. It's on the list of things to do. Don't use that netbook all that often, to be honest. It's great for taking to conferences and stuff, but otherwise I don't tend to use it from one day to the next. So on the Entraware, I'm going to carry on with Ubuntu and Unity for the moment, but I'm thinking I'll eventually put something else on it. Debian is one possibility. I run Debian testing on my desktop, and I really like the fact that it's so up-to-date, and it gives me access to all of the latest versions of things that I want to mess around with. And I don't have to do that massive upgrade twice a year. I was always falling foul of that in the days when I ran Ubuntu, and finding the upgrades sometimes crashed my machine totally, and I had to reinstall it. So not had that problem with Debian testing, although sometimes some apps get a little bit shaky as they get released into testing, maybe a little bit too early. I might try Slackware on this machine, or perhaps even Arch, but I'm not convinced that that's going to be good for me. I don't know. I need to try it out and see how I get on. Maybe put that on the HP just to see how it works. One thing I particularly noticed about the Kratos is it's a much lighter machine than that old HP. It's given that it's similar power, possibly better power, and certainly a nicer screen, and generally a nicer machine. It's much lighter than it. 2.5 kilos it weighs, and the odd occasions when I've lugged it around, that's certainly quite noticeable. The only other impression I have of it is that the keyboard seems a little strange. I said in my notes, I'm not much of a laptop user, not that seasoned, and don't have that much experience, but And obviously I use a desktop keyboard much of the time on my desktop machine. In fact, I've got an old IBM keyboard waiting to be finished off that my son's been working on for me. Really clacky old thing. And I quite enjoy that style of keyboard. But the keys on the Entraware do seem a little small given the available space. I made 3 pictures of the keyboard on the Entraware, on the Asus, and on the HP. I put them on the website in the notes, I mean. And obviously laptop keyboards have got constraints. They can't be as big or as clickety. There's not enough room for all of the mechanics as there are on dedicated keyboards. But the Entraware machine seems to have really tiny keys to my way of thinking. And I've got big fat fingers, so it's I don't find it that easy to type on, I guess. But anyway, I'm probably just revealing my ignorance of the laptop world in saying that. But I must say that the touchpad on the Entraware is really nice to use. The Asus one is horrible. Never could get on with that. And the HP one, I just turn it off and use a mouse for everything. But the Entraware is nice. It's something I would use if I didn't have room for a mouse. So on the Tux Jam podcast, I was asked if I would recommend Entraware. And I said, in answer to that question, yes, I think I would. I like the fact that they're selling and supporting systems that run Linux. And there aren't many companies that do this, and I don't think there have been all that many in the UK. And it's good to see somebody who's stepping into that position. There are a number of other UK companies offering system either without an operating system or with the option of installing Linux. And the Tux Jam guys have listed them on, or list some of them anyway, I guess, on the website. And I've linked to that just in case you want to check it out for yourself. I have looked at the companies myself when I was in the market for a new machine, and they certainly look pretty good. Though I've never bought anything, so I can't recommend anything. I've always tried to buy hardware either with Linux pre-installed or with the option of having no operating system at all to avoid the whole Windows tax so-called thing. And in 2008, I bought a desktop machine, never having owned one before. I'd always used remainder machines from my work. They would often give them away to anybody who wanted them when they became up for replacement. So I've still got several old beige boxes knocking around the house. Anyway, I bought a machine from a company called Efficient PC, based in London. It was a Core Duo system with a gig of memory and 500 gig hard disk, which was pretty big for that time actually. And I got it with Kubuntu on. They would install whatever you asked for from a list, and that ran very well for about 5 years. That was a great little machine. It was really quite good value too. I think about £300 at that time it cost. Don't think Efficient PC is still in business, though there does seem to be a website still there. But it doesn't seem to have any products on it, so I'm not sure the status of the company. They were building machines from various parts. I guess they were doing the equivalent of what I did later on, which was to source all the bits and build my own machine, and then selling them with Linux on. Anyway, Entraware seemed to be doing something a bit different from that, and they're offering some very desirable systems as far as I can see. So my view is that I wish them well, and long may they continue. So that's my little story of the winning and the impressions of the laptop. Hope you found it useful and interesting, and I'll see you next time. Bye now.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.